Jesus Christ shall come to judge the living and the dead. When we recite the Creed, we say, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. In previous lessons, we have studied the mysteries of the Incarnation and Redemption. We are now going to look at the second coming of the Lord to judge the living and the dead. When Christ comes in his glory, escorted by all the angels, all nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate people one from another as the shepherd separates sheep from goats. He will place the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. These will go away to eternal punishment, and the upright to eternal life. Particular judgment and final judgment. Besides the particular judgment, which takes place immediately after death, the faith of the Church tells us that the whole of mankind will be judged when Christ comes again. This second judgment will take place in the presence of all men at the end of time. That is why it is called final or universal judgment. Meaning of the final judgment. The final judgment will not change the verdict given in the particular judgment, but through it, divine wisdom and justice will be seen, because the upright will be rewarded and the wicked condemned. This reward or condemnation will affect their souls as well as their bodies. Before Christ, who is the truth of the relation of each man with God will finally be made clear. The final judgment will reveal the definitive consequences of each one's deeds and omissions, good or bad, during their life on earth. The second coming of our Lord. The final judgment will take place when Christ comes in his glory. Jesus Christ, as he told the apostles, will come with great power and majesty, surrounded by all his angels, as the supreme judge. Only God the Father knows the day and the hour when it will take place. Only he will decide his coming. Then God the Father will pronounce his definitive word on the whole of history. Then we will know the final meaning of the whole work of creation and redemption. We will understand the marvelous ways by which divine providence has guided everything to its end. Final judgment will show that divine justice triumphs over all injustices committed by his creatures, and that God's love is stronger than death. The hope of a new heaven and a new earth. At the end of time, the kingdom of God will come in all its fullness. The upright, glorified in body and soul, will triumph forever with Christ. And the material universe, the whole cosmos, will be transformed. This mysterious transformation of humanity and the world is called by sacred scripture a new heaven and a new earth. We do not know how it will be, but in this new universe, which St. John calls the New Jerusalem, God will have his dwelling among men. He will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, and no more mourning, or sadness, or pain. The world of the past has gone. Preparing ourselves for the definitive encounter with God. Reflecting on these tremendous truths, The Second Vatican Council affirms, "Since, however, we know not the day nor the hour, on our Lord's advice, we must be constantly vigilant, so that, having finished the course of our earthly life, we may merit to enter into the marriage feast with him, and to be numbered among the blessed, and that we may not be ordered to go into eternal fire like the wicked and slothful servant, into the exterior darkness where there will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth." Resolutions for Christian Life. Consider that all our actions will eventually be known to all men. Try to do everything with a right intention. Always be prepared to welcome Christ with an upright disposition.